Satan. Satan, also called the adversary or the devil, is the enemy of righteousness and those who seek to follow God. He is a spirit son of God who was once an angel in authority in the presence of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 25. See also Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 26 through 27. But in the premortal council in heaven, Lucifer, as Satan was then called, rebelled against Heavenly Father and the plan of salvation. In this rebellion against God, Satan sought to destroy the agency of man. Moses chapter 4, verse 3. He said, "I will redeem all mankind, that one soul shall not be lost, and surely I will do it, wherefore give me thine honor." Moses chapter 4, verse 1. Satan persuaded a third part of the hosts of heaven to turn away from the Father. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 36. As a result of this rebellion, Satan and his followers were cut off from God's presence and denied the blessing of receiving a physical body. See Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. They were also denied the opportunity to receive any inheritance in a kingdom of glory. Heavenly Father allows Satan and Satan's followers to tempt us as part of our experience in mortality. See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 11 through 14, and Doctrine and Covenants section 29, verse 39. Because Satan seeketh that all men might be miserable like unto himself, he and his followers try to lead us away from righteousness. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 27. He directs his most strenuous opposition at the most important aspects of Heavenly Father's plan of happiness. For example, he seeks to discredit the Savior and the priesthood, to cast doubt on the power of the atonement, to counterfeit revelation, to distract us from the truth, and to contradict individual accountability. He attempts to undermine the family by confusing gender, promoting sexual relations outside of marriage, ridiculing marriage, and discouraging childbearing by married adults who would otherwise raise children in righteousness. You do not have to give in to Satan's temptations. You have the power within you to choose good over evil, and you can always seek the Lord's help through prayer. See Temptation, pages 174 through 176. Additional references, Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 17, 1 Nephi chapter 15, verses 23 through 24, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 16 through 18, Moroni chapter 7, verse 12, Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 5, section 29, verses 36 through 40, and 46 through 47, section 76, verses 25 through 29. See also Agency, Sin, Temptation.